Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin Dafayim Gemal. Picking it down. 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Lines down. Next part of the Mishnah. The Chachamim Omrim Magotrei Vashchutal. Chum say that the flesh is tamei because of contact with the slaughtered treifa. That is the words of the Chachamim. Treifa shchuta mi metamya? The Gemara says, hold on a second, but a treifa that shachut. Is it mitami or says the Ketani ba Toris Maga? It's talking about this idea of Toris Maga. What is you talking about? Says Gemara. In yep, it is Kidav Udashmuel. Like Udashmuel, Damar Udashmuel. Treifa shachta mitami big mukdashin. A treifa that you go on new shacht is going to be tami when it comes to in the case where it's mukdash, where it's consecrated. Rashi says midarabanan, at least the state of midarabanan. Now. What do we find about a treifa that a shchita is going to retire it? In other words, it's not going to be from becoming tamei as an avela when it dies. Af shchitas behema to tire seiver. So, too, in our case, the shchita of the mother should purify this limb that's sticking out. It should not become tamei as an avela. So, Rimeir says to that, no, that's not true. That doesn't make sense logically. Because if the shchita of a treifa will purify the animal itself, then it makes sense since it's affecting something that's on its own body. So I'm going to also say it's going to purify the thing that's sticking out of the fetus. This limb that's sticking out, the limb of the fetus that's sticking out, which is something that's not part of its own body. Therefore, we say that this limb is going to be like an avela. Tanya Mullah Tanabaisa, Amar Lahen, the Rabbi Meir, Tiaru Le'ever there, Midin Avela. Shchitas imo. Who purified this limb that's sticking out? This limb of tum of nevela must be the mother shchita. Imkain tatiranu b'achila. If so, then the mother shchita also would render it mutter for eating as well. That's what the Rabbi Meir says. Like if the mother shchita is going to be effective with in reference to this limb that's sticking out, is she matter to be eaten also? And since you say it can't be eaten, so how could you say it's not a vela? Amalot, they said back to him, Harbi Matzel Sal She'ena Gufa Yosemi Gufa. The mother shchita is far more effective for something that is not part of her own body than for something that's part of her own body. Shari Shanino, we learned earlier in the Samaches, Chotech Mena Ober Shemea, if one cut off part of a fetus that's in the mother's womb, and leaves it inside, and she'll say, animal, muta bechila, it's going to be muta diet, minat chol, minat kloyos, but if it's from the spleen of the kidneys of the animal itself, then if you detach that, then even if he leaves it inside the animal and shachs it, asa bechila, it's going to be asa bechila. My kamar, what exactly is he saying? I'm a rav, I'm a rav, I'm a kadi, chasir mechsav, you know, we're lacking some words, we're lacking some stuff over here. And this is what it means to say. Amalan Rabbi Meir, Meir said, v'chimi tiaro le'ever zemi de nevela, who purified the sticking out limb from the vela? Shchita zima, that's a shchita of the mother. Imkain to tiranu be'achili, should matter also for eating as well. Amalan said back, treif tochiach, no, the case of treifa will prove to you that even when the shchita is not able to make you allowed to eat it, it takes out from the tomb of the vela. Sheshchitasa, mitayarta, mide nevela, vena matirasa be'achila. It's no longer vela, but it's not a mutter to eat. Amalan, he says back, lo, not a raya, because im tiara shchitas treifa osa, davar shehi gufa. If the shchit of a treifa is going to purify the animal itself, that makes sense, because it's something that's its own body. Tatara se'ever, should it also do to the ever as well? Davar shehi gufa, it's sticking out, it's not considered the body. Amalacham, it said back, harbi matzela sal she'ena gufa yosemi gufa. What do you mean? It should purify the sticking out limb because the mother shchita is more effective for something that's not part of the body than part of the body. Shari Shani, we learned in the Mishnah, Chotech min ober shalmeh, if one cuts off a part of a fetus that's in the mother's womb and leaves it inside shechse animal mutar b'achila, minat chol met chloyos, if it's the own animal itself, also b'achila. So we see that even the sticking out thing is going to be mutar as well. Tani Nami Yachi, rest of a brass that supports this, Amar Lamer B'meir, v'chi mi tiaro le'ever zeh mi de nevela, who's the one who went and is purifying the sticking out limb of nevela? Prove that this point's not accurate. The shchita is mitired from nevela, but it's not matured to be eaten. Amalan Rabbi Meir says back to him, Im tiaro shchita streifa osa, if the shchita of the treifa purifies the animal itself, and the shchita of any animal is going to purify a limb that was mostly detached, is dangling from it. Okay, that makes sense, because davish habugufa. The tire is a uber, therefore it should retire the uber also. A question. The tire is a uber. So now you want to say, it should therefore purify this sticking out limb? Shayna Gufa was not considered its own body. Amlo says back, Harbi Matzal Shayna Gufa, Yosem Shemigufa, Shari Shaninu, Chotech Menova Shavame, Amuta Achila, Menachol Mena Klaios, Asim Achila. Okay. Continues the Eilu Gemara. Let's talk about this Avram Medudal, she just said, this dangling limb. Amr Bishim and Lakish, Kamachlokis Beubrin, just like the Chamer Bemeir of Machlokis in reference to the sticking out limb of the fetus, whether it's purified by the mother shechita, kach machlokas beivarin, so they have a question. They have the machlokas beivarim as well. Rashi says hamiduldal bebehema, that's dangling from the animal. The Rebbe Meir ain shechitas mitara. So according to Meir, the shechita is not mitara. The Rabbanan shechitas mitara. So according to the Rabbanan, it is mitara. Rabbi Yochanan says machlokas beivir duuber. The machlokas between the Chamer Meir is specifically to the sticking out limb of the fetus. You know, only in that case do the Chacham say the Shechita is going to be Matayr. But the dangling limb, Diriya Kol Shechita, Nipal, everyone agrees, even the Chachamim, that Shechita is going to affect this legal detachment from the animal, and it does not purify it of Tumah. Rashi says also, Nipal, B'shash Shechita, Hariyu Kinofel Yimenu, Ve'enu Shechita Smezo, it doesn't help. Mishum Lashad Dekra, Yelfin Lekaman Misa, Ose Nifol Nakatla, Nipol Gemar Nefil, at the end of its falling. Amar B'yosi B'Rabbi Chanina. So as it says, my time with Rabbi Yochanan and Alibi D'Rabbanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning according to the Chachamim, the way he explains it? Why should the Chachamim say that the Shechita does not purify this Meduldal of the animal itself when they rule that it does with the protruding limb? Hai Isli Takanta B'Chazara. It's because Rabbi Yochanan holds that this one, the sticking out limb, can be fixed by going back into the womb. But that one doesn't have the way of fixing itself to be attached once it's like dangling. They're coming against Rabbi Yochanan based off this braisa. Amalam Rabbi Meir. Meir said to them, Lo, im tiara shchita streifa usa. If the shechita of a treifa purifies the animal itself, and the shechita of any animal purifies a limb that was mainly detached and dangling from it, it makes sense. It's its own guf, titaris, a uber. So should it also purify the sticking out limb of a fetus? Is that considered something that's not part of its own body? So he says straight up that the shechita does purify the dangling limb of tuma. Whoa, beep, turn the page. Ein gemul beis. Bishul Rabbi Shimon Lakish makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Because even though Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds that Rabbi Meir considers the animal dangling limb tameh, we could say l'divreim karmelu. The Rabbi Meir is saying this din according to the, in their words, of the Chachamim, and he means to say to them, Lididi lo shna eivr de'ober lo shna eivr de'behema. I don't care, it doesn't make a difference either way, it's tameh. Ki adani ninu. Right, they're both the same. Neither of them is going to be purified through shechita, but according to you, however, though you can argue that a dangling limb, which is part of the animal itself, is purified by a shechita, you should surely agree that the sticking out limb of a fetus is not by the mother's shechita, since it's not part of the animal mother's body. Now, the braisa does not present a kasha to Shlokish pshat. Ella le Rebbe Yochanan kasha. It's a kasha to Rebbe Yochanan. Yochanan says that everyone agrees that the dangling limb is not purified to the shechita. How can Rabbi Meir say that it is? If you want to say this, how you say it? Amr Shalkesh, Amr Shalmi Lakesh. Kim Machlokis Be'urbim, just like the Chacham Rabbi Meir, I have Machlokis about sticking out limbs of fetuses, whether these limbs are purified by the mother shechita, Kach Machlokis Be'ifarim. So too, there's a Machlokis in reference to the limbs dangling from animals themselves, whether such limbs are purified by the animal shechita. The Chachamim say that the shechita is going to take it out from this level of Tumah Nevela, and the Rabbi Meir says that it doesn't help it. Rabbi Yochanan says Machlokis Be'ivar Dober. The Machlokis is about the Eivar, the Ober. Only in that case, Rabbi Meir says that's not going to purify it. Aval Be'ivar the Hema, the Rekol Ein Shechitos Anipol. Even if Rabbi Meir agrees that Shechita does not affect this limb's legal detachment from the animal, and it does purify it from its state of tumah. Rashi says, "V'tar milatami alpha bisha sur bechilim notes aser to go and to eat." Now, according to this, now we say, "Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yochanan, leave it to Meir." What's the reason of Yochanan according to Rabbi Meir? The way he explains it, why should Rabbi Meir say that the shechita is going to purify the animal when he says that it doesn't do it by the limb of the fetus? Ha gufa. It must be this one, the dangling limb, is part of the animal's body. The other one's not part of its body. Okay. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Nakom Ode, everyone agrees. Shemisa Ose Nipal, that an animal's death through anything other than shechita will affect legal detachment for limbs. Vein shechita Ose Nipal, but shechita does not create that. Rashi explains what does it mean. Shechita osa nipol is that ever hamedulal bebehima. If you have a limb that's like hanging off the animal, it's like dangling. Umesa, and it dies. Hamisa mapelas oso veinu matame. It's not tame. Keever min a nevela. Elikir min a chai. It's like min a chai. The hefresh yesh beinayim darminim be haor verotev. Later on, kufchafches amaves. Ever min a chai baser. Haporish mimenu tahor, dein metame elakishu aver shalim, basa gidim batsamos, aval nevela kezayis mimenu tame avatoma. So, major difference between the two. Now, my skin, what are we talking about? Elim are being reduced by a few things. We're talking about the sticking out limb of the fetus. I could really say that everyone agrees. Mifleg pligi, Rameir and the Chama argue whether or not the mother shechita is going to affect the attachment for it. Ella. Be'ever the behema. We must be talking about the limb of the animal itself. If Yochanan is saying that, Rameir and the Chachamim agree what the status is, that if the animal shechted, then the limb is viewed as attached and is therefore completely tower, and if the animal dies through other means, the limb is considered detached, and therefore it's not an avela. Misa tanina. The rule is an animal's death through means other than shechita affects this detachment for meduldal, and it makes him non-avail. And we learned this in a Mishnah. This whole shtickle, Rashi says, the Oza Nipo is a Mishnah. Shechita Tanina, and the rule that Rashi says, the Enos Nipo, that also we learned in a Mishnah. Misa Tanina, where did we learn that? Mesa Behema. If the animal dies without being shechted, Habasar Tzarech Echshir. The dangling flesh needs hechsher, preparation, a.k.a. needs hechsher of a liquid in order to become susceptible to become tummy. V'ha'ever, and about the dangling limb, mitame mishum ever minachai, it's going to be mitame because of ever minachai. V'ena mitame mishum ever minavela, but not from ever minavela. Divi Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. So we see from this Mishnah that an animal's death by means anything other than shechita is going to affect, it's like it's detached, this dangling part, causing him to be viewed as non-nevela. And shechita namentani, we also learned that a nishcha behema, the animal from which the limb, both a limb and a piece of flesh were dangling, were shechted. Hochshu b'damea, they are considered like they've been prepared for tuma, but the animal's own dam, divrei Meir, zagzag Meir. B'shimono says, lochshu, no, it's not hochshir. We see from this mission the animal shechita does not affect detachment from a dangling limb, but rather causes it to become purified of tumah. Since both of Yochanan's statements are taught in Mishnayos, why do you have to tell him? Imiahi, because if it would come from there, if we would learn out this din that shechita does not affect it from the Mishnah, I would say, my hukshu, what does it mean when it says they've been hukshu for tumah? Abasa, it's referring only to the dangling flesh of the animal, but not to the dangling limb. Right, that basically, that in Rabbi Meir's view, shechita does affect the detachment for this meduldal and flesh, and therefore it would be tame like a ever menachai, but the meduldal would not be inherently tame because flesh without bone and sinew that's torn from a living creature is tahor. The flesh would rather be susceptible for tummy in the regular food. Therefore, liquid can make it to become tummy. Rameir would mean to say that the dangling flesh is considered to have been prepared for tumma. It's hukshu the kabo tumma by the animal's old dam during the shechita. The dangling limb, however, would be inherently tame. Rabbi Yochanan therefore needed to tell us that really shechita does not affect attachment for this dangling part. So that even the limb is tahor unless it's prepared by moisture to some liquid and then touches the source of tuma. So we understand Rabbi Meir to actually mean that both the flesh and the limbs are considered to have been prepared by the animal's own dam. So the Gemara says, hold on a second, huh? What do you mean? You think that Rabbi Meir is talking only about the dingling flesh but not the limb? But the Mishnah says they've been huchser. And it says they, plural. You would have thought chad lebasar aporish min abeima. One of the things referred to by the when it says plural is the flesh separated directly from the animal itself. Chad lebasar aporish min aver. The other one, when it says plural, is flesh separated from the limb that has been dangling from the animal. So Rabbi would be saying that, number one, he's saying the dangling flesh of the animal itself. And number two, that any flesh that might later be torn from the dangling limb or prepared for tumma by blood that's splurting out of the animal during shechita. Now says the Gemara, hold on. What way is this one, meaning the flesh torn from the limb, stronger than the one torn directly from the animal? The Remeir would need to mention it specifically. I would have thought, since the flesh torn from the dangling limb is more chamor, degree of tumma, when it's together with its parent, a.k.a. when it's part of the limb, because at that time it is inherent tumma of Eiv Menachai, and a lowly boy hechser, and it would think that even when it's torn away from its original connection, and it doesn't have the original tumma, it doesn't need hechser by a liquid to be susceptible. It should acquire tumma by merely touching something tummy, even if it was not hechser. Therefore, there's room for the thought that the flesh torn from a dangling limb is less in need of hechser for tumma than the flesh that's been dangling from the animal, kamash v'lo. And therefore, it comes to say, nope. You understand, the Remeir is coming to tell us that this thought is wrong by saying the plural they, including the flesh torn from the dangling limb, are deemed to have been prepared for tumma by the blood of the animal itself. The Remeir would thus mean to allude that advanced preparation is necessary for things that are hanging over there. Amar Rav Yosef, Nekota Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Bidach, take the teaching of Yitzchak bar Yosef in your hand. The Rabbi bar Chana, Kai Kofasek, Rabbi Chana, he agrees with him. Right? We saw above the two versions of Yochanan's opinions whether Shechita affects detachment. And then brought the statement of Yitzchak by Yosef, and then Rav Yochanan, which goes with the second version, and says Rav Yochanan is holding that Shechita does not affect attachment. Now the Gemara shows that Rav Rechana agrees with Yitzchak by Yosef over here. Rav Rechana, Karka Vasei, the time of Tanabaisa. Ubasim asad the treifel osachelah. When Pasuk says the meat in the field torn, aka treifel, you shall not eat. Lahavia Aver Vabasim Duldalim Behema Vachayav of Shchatan Shein Asurin. This is coming to include this limb of the flesh that's dangling from this animal, either behemah or achaya or nof, the one shechted, that teach you that this part is going to be usher to eat. From Rabbi Mechana, Rabbi Yochanan, beep, turn the page. Ayin dalet amad alf. Ein behen ela mitzvah parosh bovat. This dangling limb and flesh are actually subject only to the rabbanon of separating oneself from them, but really midaraisa the mutter. According to Rabbi Mechana, his quote, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shechita is going to make the dangling limbs mutter for consumption on Midaraisa. And this goes with the teaching of Yitzchak by Yosef, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Shechita does not affect the attachment for dangling limbs, but rather purifies them of Tumah. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.